holy crap, the Great Pumpkin passed Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. What?
No, it didn't. Yes, it did. I'm so, who's listening to that? Who did somebody find it that's like not somebody we know?
Dude, I have no idea. Maybe it's because there's so much controversy on that episode that where I was just like, nah, this sucks. Because
you said you hated it. Alyssa said I didn't sound like I liked it enough. She got mad at me.
Really? What did she say about me? Did she say?
Yeah, she's like, she thinks you're a despicable human.
Yeah, that's fine. I could live with that. I love Alyssa, but.
I mean, I agree.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Clean Slate Podcast. We are your hosts, Daniel and Carson. Glad to have you here.
Hey, like, zoinks.
Zoinks.
Zoinks. I can't do any of those.
Yeah, voices. I know. It's just like, don't even try because it's going to be embarrassing for you on the podcast.
Ruh-roh.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
Ruh-roh. I'm Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
ruh-roh.
My gosh. You sound like Dan Harmon trying to. Like, pretend.
Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh,
Scooby-Doo here. Ruh-roh. Guys, we are nearing the end of our 31-day marathon. It has been a trip. It has been wild. We have found some of our stands.
It's been fun.
But hey, we invite you to become a stand for the Clean Slaters. We'll get you some shirts.
I'm selling
Slaters. I'm a Clean Slater.
My undies, if you want them.
Dear. Okay. Anyway, but we're having a lot of fun. We got
bucks.
A good, like, final movies that we're going to wrap this up with, and we hope you enjoy it because
just to celebrate the holiday.
So we are watching, or we are discussing today, the movie Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
Ooh, this is a classic.
Yeah, this is, I actually had never seen this before. I love Scooby-Doo growing up.
What?
Yeah,
I grew up watching this one in particular. Like, this is one of my favorite movies when I was younger.
That's so funny. Yeah, I always love stuff like this because it's just like, it's so easy, and it does bring you back to like simpler times where you and I were like watching Scooby-Doo growing up together, different things like that. Honestly,
when this was scary when you were a kid.
Oh yeah, that's why I didn't watch Scooby-Doo that much. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. I'd watch Scooby-Doo a lot.
I used to marathon it,
but I didn't watch Courage the Cowardly Dog a lot because that was just creepy.
Yo, that show's freaky.
Like
as
Cartoon
heck,
Network
dude.
does some weird things with that.
Adult
show.
Swim and Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network after 9 o'clock at night becomes like hellscapes.
Yeah, pretty much.
But there's some stuff from that that really formed me as an adult. So that's, you know.
Wow, that's sad.
Like, because Courage the Cowardly Dog, I watched a few episodes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ingrained in me. Forever. That and the infomercials from Adult Swim. You remember the infomercials?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, those, I just randomly think about those very often. It's a problem.
That's funny.
Samurai Jack.
Oh, that was a good show.
So good. Anyway, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo. So I'm going to read the log line. Okay. The mystery gang reunite and visit Moonscar Island, a remote island with a dark secret. Daphne wants more than just a villain in a costume, and they get more than they ever expected.
Wow. I want more than just a villain in a costume. You know?
Yeah, that's what I want in a woman.
I feel like that's a Taylor Swift song waiting to happen.
But I'm going to say this movie has such a good, like, plot start.
It's so good. It actually makes sense. Does. Like, more than any Scooby-Doo movie you'll ever watch.
It shows, like, this whole montage of the gang just, like, you know, capturing all these people. But then it was just like
from when you were a kid, like what the Scooby-Doo you remember,
yeah,
is what you're seeing, like a montage of.
But then it gets to like an actual character dive of Daphne being like, no, I want more than just people in costumes. I want the real thing. And so they go on the search.
Well, this
for
is
that.
Like when Daphne became a real character too. Like, I feel like this is a turning point where she has more of a personality and she can do karate and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because before she was just like the damsel, right?
Yeah, and pretty much.
And the other ones always had more of a personality.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Daphne redemption in my mind.
Yeah. Just even thinking about it right now, it just kind of gives you a little bit of warm feelings just because it's so playful.
I mean, Daphne's a babe.
No, not that.
Oh,
I'm talking about just.
Oh.
I'm talking about Scooby-Doo. I'm just looking at the poster.
Oh, yeah. Scooby's a babe.
It's just,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scooby.
The poster's so good. I would hang that up on my wall.
Yeah. Anyway, I love this movie. It just made me smile throughout the entire thing. And it's also fun. It did really well. Like,
It's wholesome.
Scoring wise with critics. Like it got like I think a 90 on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.7.
Well, this is like the most loved Scooby-Doo movie.
Really? Okay.
I mean, the live action might be probably like more people might love that one. But this came out before the live action, and it you can see the influence of this movie on the live action. Oh yeah, for sure. Which is crazy because this is, you know, a cartoon, but
yeah.
It does so many things and pulls it off well without being too complicated. Like, kids are going to get it. They're going to enjoy this.
I'll say for sure that I am the definition of Shaggy and Scooby when it comes to scary things. Like, they just eat all their problems away. They just want to relax.
I feel like one of us is Shaggy and one of us is Scooby.
I'm probably...
I feel like you're Scooby.
Yeah.
No.
I was going to say, you're probably...
No, because Scooby can, like, hold his own.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, Scooby can actually, like...
But so can Shaggy.
Yeah, but it's all by accident.
Comment down below. Who's more Shaggy and who's more Scooby? What percentage? And if you dare say I'm Scrappy, I will hunt you down.
Wait, you should do an Instagram poll on this. Who's more Scooby? Who's more Shaggy? Daniel or Carter?
Okay, I'll do it.
We got to get more interactions with for stories. Anyway, so, I mean... This plot is pretty simple. The gang gets a tip on an actual scary, what was it? It's not a witch. It's
there's like this island. They're in New Orleans. Nolens. And there's this island that has some kind of haunting going on, I believe, is the setup.
And the girl who is
and there's like a ghost like pirate zombie thing.
Yeah, the girl that's like hey, she gets like she tips them off pretty much and says, hey, I got something that's real for you. And she invites the gang over.
And she's like flirting with Fred.
Yeah, of course. And then the whole thing kind of
who wouldn't?
Unravels. It seems like it's typical, you know, Scooby-Doo stuff of like stuff writing on the walls and different things like that. But then, I mean.
But it's spookier. I don't know. I feel like Fred using the camera and all that makes it feel spookier.
Like doing found footage Scooby.
Like the writing on the wall? Yeah, dude. It feels spookier in some weird way. And there's this under... Like, as a kid, I remember watching this. Because there is a reveal that, oh, this time the monsters are real.
Yeah.
And that freaked the crap out of me as a kid. Because I don't remember seeing, before this, too many episodes where the monsters are real and actually evil. Because I feel like there's been ones where it's like, oh, Shaggy becomes a werewolf and he drives a car. That one's just goofy. This was serious. And I don't know. It threw me for a loop when I was younger.
Yeah.
It still works, too. That's like, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's super lighthearted. It's super fun. It kind of brings you back to the past. It kind of gives you that lighthearted feel of like, oh, we're really scared. But I'm also proud of like Warner Brothers staying true to the actual story of it being a real scary story. Like it's not a man in a costume. Like they give a good little exposition. They give a good little exposition in the show.
Yeah, they do a good job of like, hey, the monsters are real, and the style of it, like the zombies and all that, looks really cool.
Yeah,
like the whole movie. It's still the typical Scooby animation for like the main gang, but I just feel like the creatures and the villains all look so cool in this movie that I know why kids love this because it feels spooky. Like it looks spooky in like this illustrative way. I don't know. It's a well done animated movie, and I feel like I haven't seen anything like this in a while. I mean, it's kind of like how Monster House is like, it's definitely a kids movie, but there's enough seriousness in it that you can enjoy it as an adult, and I think this also does that same kind of thing.
Yeah,
well, and we also got to talk about Frank Welker. He voices Fred in this, but he's been voicing Fred forever.
Okay,
like pretty much any animated Scooby-Doo, he's playing Fred. I think he's also played Scooby a few times as well. Okay, I just got to talk about this. The best thing ever is how Scooby-Doo says cat.
What do you mean?
Rats. He goes, rats. He says rats instead of cats.
You know, technically, this is the first time ever that Scooby was aggressive towards any sort of animal besides, or any sort of animal in the Scooby-Doo.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, because I feel like he wouldn't be mean to a cat. That did bother me. I'm not going to lie. It actually bothered me way more than it should have.
Right. I was more of like, wait.
Because Scooby's like a person.
Pretty much.
But you know what it is? It's because he senses that there's something supernatural behind the cats.
There you go. Yep. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And this does have that kind of ending, too, where it's like, oh, the Scooby gang gets murdered by these creatures because of the way it ends.
Yeah. True.
Not really, but they did make a sequel to this, I saw, and yeah. It got really, really bad reviews.
Oh, that's how it always goes.
It looks like they just kind of ruined the whole thing. And I don't know why they needed to make a sequel to a Scooby-Doo animated movie, but... All right, guys. We just talked about Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. Seriously, go watch it. And if you've been enjoying the podcast so far, please leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Even write a review. Say yep. How much you love us. Say how you listen to us to get through the day. And we would appreciate it. And check out our Instagram to see what else we are up to. We have a couple more episodes of our Halloween marathon. We're getting to the end. And it's been fun, guys. And we will continue to make this podcast as long as we have listeners. And probably even if we don't. So, should I tell them what we're watching tomorrow?
Yeah.
What are we watching tomorrow? I'm gonna leave that tired.
In. We're watching The House is October Built.
Oh, yeah. Go watch it. Maybe. House is that October Built. Yeah.
You'll find out tomorrow. But yeah.
How we feel about it. That's a clean slate.